farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Agriculture Minister discusses prices and production levels with coffee stakeholders. Stay with us to hear more on today's edition of Calling Farmers. Our Jamaican Saying of the Day segment is also part of the program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
This is a public service announcement brought to you by the Court Administration Division. All jurors who served at the Corporate Area Coroner's Court between September and December 2015 are being asked to contact the court immediately at 922-829-022 or 299-4833. The numbers again, 922-829-022 or 299-4833. That was a public service announcement brought to you by the Court Administration Division.
Minister of Agriculture Carl Samuda met with stakeholders in the coffee industry recently to, among other things, review the sector. The meeting brought together coffee farmers, dealers, exporters, and officials from the Coffee Industry Board. Coffee production levels and the price to be paid per box to farmers were among the agenda items discussed. Processors explained that prices are dependent on market forces in the Japanese market, to which 70% of locally produced coffee is sold. The stakeholders were told that coffee farmers will be paid an average of $8,000 in the first instance per box of coffee. However, this figure may be increased depending on negotiations to take place with Japanese importers this month. Minister Samuda says there has been a decline in the demand for Blue Mountain coffee on the Japanese market because of the increase in prices charged by local processors. The product has moved from $27 to $65 per kilogram in the last 2 years. Mr. Samuda says unless Jamaican coffee can compete against other sources of coffee, the industry will not benefit from the level of market satisfaction needed, which he says will negatively impact the farmers. The Agriculture Minister has agreed to lead a team, which will include persons from the ministry as well as processors, to visit farmers in the Blue Mountain coffee region to explain the pricing mechanism. In addition, Mr. Samuda has asked the Coffee Exporters Association to work with the farmers to present a proposal to establish agroparks in coffee-producing areas. And on our Calling Farmers notice board this morning, the Jamaica Castor Industry Association meeting that was scheduled for Tuesday, September 20 at Jampro has been postponed. The new meeting date will be Thursday, October 20. And Jamaica Floral Products Limited, in collaboration with Lambert Professional Growing Media of Quebec, Canada, will be hosting a workshop at Caymanas Golf and Country Club starting at 9 a.m. under the theme High Quality Growing Media at the Root of High Quality Growth and Production. Send your announcements to radio at jis.gov.jm and we'll highlight them right here on JIS Radio. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Rata catch in a trap, in part with him tail. Translation, a rat that gets caught in a trap will part with its tail. And this means, under adverse circumstances, something will give.
Here's a total, Miss Lawrence.
Wow, this is all?
Yes. NHF has increased the amount it pays for medication for children with NHF cards.
You're serious? This is good.
That's right. Effective September 1, the National Health Fund doubled the amount it pays on pharmaceuticals for NHF cardholders 18 years and under. To get more information, call the NHF at 906-1106. NHF, your health is your responsibility.
Contraceptives, including the condom, can assist you and your partner to delay having a baby within the next 6 to 12 months. Visit your clinic or private doctor to discuss the many benefits of dual method use. A message from the National Family Planning Board Sexual Health Agency.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for other important developments in the agriculture sector on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.